of the fourth parak, Echad Dinei Mamonos. And the Mishnah says that Dinei Mamonos and Dinei Nefashos have one thing in common, but they have 10 differences between them. The din requires like this: let's say witnesses come to testify that Reuven killed Shimon. So what's the difference when he killed him? Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, what's the difference? What day of the week? What's the difference? What city he killed him? He murdered someone, says Chai Misa. So nonetheless, the Pesukim say that the Rashta v'chakarta v'sha'alta eitev. That's one pasuk, and there's another pasuk. So the upshot of the Pesukim is that in addition to telling over the story, Reuven killed Shimon, the Bezin has the fourth parak, Echad Dinei Mamonos. And the Mishnah says that Dinei Mamonos and Dinei Nefashos have one thing in common, but they have 10 differences between them. The din requires like this: let's say witnesses come to testify that Reuven killed Shimon. So what's the difference when he killed him? Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, what's the difference? What day of the week? What's the difference? What city he killed him? He murdered someone, says Chai Misa. So nonetheless, the Pesukim say that the Rashta v'chakarta v'sha'alta eitev. That's one pasuk, and there's another pasuk. So the upshot of the Pesukim is that in addition to telling over the story, Reuven killed Shimon, the Bezin has to ask him, that's a Mem Amud Aleph, the first line in the fifth parak, or you both Gemosa B'Sheva Hakiris. They have to ask another 7 questions, Beza Mokom and Beza Zman. What day of the week was it? What day of the month was it? What month was it? What year was it? What Shmita was it? What Yovel was it? So a whole bunch of questions they ask. Beza Mokom, Beza Shavua, Beza Shana, Beza Chedesh, and so on and so forth. These 7 questions are basically irrelevant. I mean, what's an afkamina? He borrowed money, so he owes the money. He broke his window. His behemo was mazik. He killed him. What's the difference? So you learn out from the psukim that he has to tell the story. That's how God has said this. That he has to say 7 additional points of information. So that's based on the fact that it says that. Take a look at Mem Amud Aleph, the last 2 lines. We know Hani Lili. Where does it say that in the Chumash that the Bezin has to ask 7 questions about Beis and Bokum Beis is man? I'm Rabbi Yudah, the Yom HaKroah, that the Rashto is 1, the Chakarta is 1, the Shalta is 1, the Hetev is 1, is 4, the Shamata, the Darashta, the Hetev, the Dorsha, the Shalta, the Hetev, you add up. Sounds like a Balaturim Drosha, but it's a real Drosha, it's more Dereisa. You add up how many times it says, Rishu HaKira, it adds up to be 7. So you have to ask 7 questions about Zman and Mokom over and above the Sipra Maisa. Sipra Maisa is understood, that's the definition of how God says. You have to ask these 7 questions. And even though these 7 questions only say in the context of Dinei Nefashos, all those psukim on the bottom of Mem Amud Aleph, at Devarim Yud Gimel, and Devarim Yud Zayin, and Devarim Yud Tes, it's all in cases of Dinei Nefashos. So this Mishnah says, Mishpatech Ed Yalachem, that there's a hekish between Dinei Mamonos and Dinei Nefashos. Because this Mishpatech Ed Yalachem is at the end of Parshas Emor. It says, Mak Nevesh Behem Yishamen, Mak Yodim Yumas, that sometimes if a person is and then it says Mishpatech Yalachem means that these two have the same dinim. The Mamma Din and the Foshas have the same dinim. What do you mean have the same dinim? Here is Chayiv Misa and here is Chayiv Mamma. So it means it has the same dinim. The Rech Din and Mamma is Rech Din and the Foshas, but Risha v'Hakira. That the 7 questions that the Bezin is supposed to pose over and above the Sifra Maisa, the Zman and the Mokum questions that it says in Hoy Boitkim, the first Mishnah Daf Mem, said those are required even in the Din Torah of Dinei Mamonos as well. But that's as far as it goes. The whole equation, the whole comparison between Mamonos and Mefashos is only for that. But there are 10 other Chilukim, Rashi and Chumash mentions, Asara Dinim Shedei Mamonos and Mefashos, there are 10 differences. So the one major difference is that in Dinei Nefashos you need a Bezdin of 23 Dayanim, and in Dinei Mamonos it's enough a Bezdin of 3 Dayanim. How many Dayanim do you need? And then in addition to that, there are 9 other differences between Mamonos and Nefashos about the procedure of how the court proceeds. So then the 23 versus 3 are just in the number of Dayanim. And then the other 9 have to do with Vehitzila Hoeda, that you have to try to give the person at break. So the Mishnah lists off on the 3rd line, Ma Ben Dinei Mamonos Din Nefashos. What are the differences between them? So it says, Dinei Mamonos B'Shloshah Din Nefashos Besim B'Shloshah. That's 3 verses 23. Okay. And then it says, Dinei Mamonos. Now goes the procedural differences. Poschim Bein L'Skuz Bein L'Chayva. And Dinei Nefashos Poschim L'Skuz Lein Poschim L'Chayva. Means the witnesses testify that Reuven murdered Shimon. And then the Bezin makes a declaration, look here, If you're innocent, you will not be punished. Nothing will happen. The Gemara has different suggestions what this means post-mischus, and that's the conclusion. It doesn't just tries to calm them down and say, if you're not guilty, nothing will happen, don't worry. Dina Mamanis, they don't have to tell him, don't worry. It's also true, if he's innocent, he won't have to pay. They don't have to make any declaration. They don't have to try to calm him down. So a special mitzvah, Vitzilueda, to try to calm down the person who's being judged in Dina Nefashis. And then he's going to list off all the other differences. And that's what the first Taisa says. How come I don't say Mishpatech Yolachem? How come you don't say Mishpatech Yolachem on the number of judges that you need? And in Mamanis, it's 3 and Dina Nefashis 23. That's what it says in the Chumash. We have psukim that we learned about Gimel in the beginning of the Masechta, that it in Perimamanis is 3 dayarim, and we have psukim that indicate that in Nefashis 23. So it's not shy to say a hekesh to make. What are you going to say? You need 23 in Mamanis, you need 3 in Nefashis. There's a pasuk that's 3, and here's a pasuk 23. So there's no hekesh over there. But on the other 9 differences, why don't you say that all of the 9 dinim of Hatzalah that the Mishnah formulates with respect to Din Nefashis, why don't you say that they should all apply to Din Mamanis, give the fellow a break over there by Mamanis? So Taisa says no, because in Din Mamanis, whatever is exclusive from one is going to be a chayv to the other. So why should you give one party a break more so than the other one? By Nefashis, there's only one person that you're talking about. Are you going to give him Misa? You're not going to give him Misa. So you give him a break and you try to calm him down and you always go to favor him. Always give him a break. But in the Farshas, whatever is a schus for one is a chayvah for the other, so you can't apply this principle of the hitzila ho'eva to try to be very lenient towards the nidon. The Gemara says that there are cases where you don't have all the 10 dinim. For example, Shara Niska. Shara Niska, there's a pasuk, that you need a bezin of 23. But the din of the Hitzila Hueda, Gate Nishton, doesn't apply to Shara Niska. So all of the other 9 differences between Mamanis and Nefashis would not apply to Shara Niska. You don't have to go out of your way to try to give the Shara Niska a break. The same as Dina Mamanis. No special Dina Mavatzol. Or you have another case, the Gemara says, Mesis. And Daflam and Gimelam base. Mesis. Mesis also, you need 23, you need a bezin of 23, because Sof Kosof, you're discussing whether he's chayv misa or not. But the dinim of the mitzvahs of the Hitzila Hueda don't apply, because it says, L'sachmo v'l'sachas olov. The Gemara has about 15 lines on the top, right in the middle of Lamed Gimel on Beis. It says, V'chilufa l'mesis. By Mesis, all the dinim are kum fakir. All the dinim are the opposite. That you don't go out of your way to give them break. The first opinion in the Gemara says it's based on l'sachmo v'l'sachas olov, you don't give him any break. The second opinion says the Mesis is different because it says ki harog ta'agenu. You have to go angle out to get him an onish misa. What's the difference when he quote this pasuk and quote that pasuk? The Gemara doesn't make a difference at all. So the Yosameach wants to say mechapa nafkemina, what about mediach? Mesis and mediach are two different people. Mesis means a mesis liyochid. One person tries to coax another one to worship over his own. Mediach means mediach l'rabim. Midiach, irani dachas, yeah. So that's one kind of midiach l'rabim if you have a whole city. Or even if you have a big group of people that's less than a city, is also called the midiach. The question is, what's the definition of midiach l'rabim? What's heist rabim? Rabim is 3 people, 10 people. How much do you have to have for rabim? So that's a machloikis in the Gemara in Gittin. There's a din of neder shuhuda bar rabim. Or there's a din of neder shuhuda aldas rabim. So how many people do you need to be called a rabim? So there it's a machloikis, but it's 3. Or 10. So the Minchas Chinuch quotes early Rachman who discussed whether that machloek is 3 verses 10. What's the definition of Rabbim? Does that should apply over here? Does it apply? Should it apply? Should apply. Should be the same machloek over here. The difference between Mesis and Mediach, there are a few differences. The more is later in the Samachs. There are a few differences between Mesis and Mediach, Halacha L'Maaseh. So and the definition is that a Mesis is Liyachid, and Midich is la Rabim, Rabim meaning either a whole city, or 10, or 3. Whatever the Shita that should be accepted, whatever the definition of Rabim is. So the Yosameach suggests that maybe he says, if you look into the Psukim, it may appear that it'll happen afkamina. If you quote one Pasuk, I forgot already which way, it says if you quote one Pasuk, then it only applies to Mesis. If you quote the other Pasuk, it could apply both to Mesis and to Midich. So he says, may happen afkamina, which one of the two? Do you say that neither of them have the mitzvah of Hatzalah, or only one of them doesn't have, the other one does have the mitzvah of Hatzalah. He wants to say to Machloek Islam Arayim. So again, so by the Shora Niskal and by the Mesis, possibly the Mediach, you need 23, but all the mitzvahs of Hatzolah don't apply. All the mitzvahs of Hatzolah, Betzilah, does not apply. Then sometimes you have Farkerit, let's say Malkus. How much of a bezin do you need for Malkus? So there's a Machlekes on that base, in the first Mishnah in the Sifta, where the Malkus needs a bezin of 23, because Malkus tachas Niso Emedes is basically also a form of dealing with Roshes. Or no, we paskin that Malkus is Bishloisho. It's enough a bezin of 3. But despite the fact that Malkus is Bishloisho, all of the dinim of Hatzolah do apply, the Gemara says. We learn Exereshova, Rosho, Rosho, that Malkus has the 9 mitzvahs of Hatzolah do apply. So in a certain sense, a case of Malkus is the opposite from a case of Mesis and Mediach and Sharan Niska. By Malkus, all you need a bezin of 3, but the 9 dinim of Hatzolah do apply. And by Mesis and possibly Mediach and Sharan Niska, you need a bezin of 23, and the 9 mitzvahs of Hatzolah don't apply. That's what it says on Lamed Gimel on Beis, if you put it all together. So that's what the Mishnah is going to list off all of the 10 chilukim between. One of them is just arbitrary, 3 verses 23. The other 9 have to do with Hatzolah. We'll go into the details of all of these dinim of Hatzolah as we go along. But there's one din that they're both equated. Echad dinim amas ve'echad dinim nefashes. V'drish mechakir shenemah mishpatechad yelachem. That's not a function of the Hitzila Oeda. So that we apply equally to mominus and nefashes. The pashtus is that if Mominus requires Drish v'Hakira, the 7 questions regarding Zman HaMakom, even though the Pesukim only say, all those Pesukim HaMem HaMer Aleph, on the last 2 lines, it's really only in the Chumash in the context of Din Nefashos. But we say, Mishpatech Yelachem, we carry it over to Mominus. So if Mominus needs the 7 questions of Drish v'Hakira, then it should also apply to Dovish HaBeyerva. Because how do you know that you need 2 witnesses by Dovish HaBeyerva? There are 3 Pesukim. You must have gone through it. No. There's one passage that says, Al Pishnai Menim, Al Pishloish Edim, Yuma Sameis. That's Nefashis, that you need 2 Edim. And then there's a passage that says, Al Pishnei Edim, Al Pishloish Edim, Yachim Dovro, and Nigmar understands Yachim Dovro goes on Mominus. That you need 2 Edim or more for Mominus. And then the third passage says, Kimotza Bo Erva's Dovro, and the Parsha of Asoito. A man gets divorced because he ascertained that his wife is Asurola, he's not allowed to remain with her. So how did he ascertain? Kimotzavo, Erva's Dovro, he discovered that she was Asurola Bala, she was Mezana Tachas Bala. How is Motzavo, Erva's Dovro? So the Gemara says, Dovro, Dovro, Mimamen. The Gemara says, Analeh, Dafin Gittin. Dovro, Dovro, Mimamen, that you need a beer of 2 kosher Eidim. So you have 3 psukim which require 2 kosher Eidim. The Farshis needs 2 Eidim, Mamanis needs 2 Eidim, and Dovro should be Erva needs 2 Eidim. And anything that doesn't belong in any one of these 3 categories, we label as Isurim, and we say, Erechot is Nemen B'Isurim. So if you say that Mominus needs Drisha V'Hakira, because it says Mishpatech Yolachem, so Mestam Dovish V'Yerva also needs Drisha V'Hakira, probably. L'Chorva should also need Drisha V'Hakira. So that's a Shaila in the last daf in Yevamos, the very last daf in Yevamos. What's the din of Eidus Isha? Eidus Isha means an Aguna. The husband is missing. And we want to be Mavaras, the husband alive, the husband is dead. So we say, Minatorah probably need 2 Edim. Pashup Shatin, it's a Dovish HaBeyerva, she really need 2 Edim. The Gemara seems to say that it's a Kula Midi Rabbanah. Mishum Iguna, a Kila Bi Rabbanah. A very strange Gemara. The Gemara sounds like Minatorah need 2 Edim to be Mavaras, the husband is dead. Midi Rabbanah, they were Mekel. How can you be Mekel? So all the Rishonim break their heads on the Gemara. What's going on? How can you be Yeshkach Bi Achachamim? Like a dominator of Kumbi Yasei, the Chaman brought the rights to introduce Xeris and Achokas and Siogim to make Chumers. How can they make a Kula if Minator, the woman, is not allowed to remarry until you have 2 Edom with Stash and Meis Baila? How can you be mad to the woman to remarry based on Edechot? So it's a major problem. So Rashi and Taisis and the Ramban, all of us have discussed the what's Pshat in the Gemara, Mishumi Guna Kilababam. It's a problem. So I'll call upon him on the last daf in Yibam, is the last Domin base in Yibam, is the very last Shtik in the Gemara has a Machloik and Satanoin. With the Eidus Isha, a case of Aguna, do you have to have Drisha v'Hakira now? So what's the Shaila where they need Drisha v'Hakira? L'chari should say, Mishpatecha Yelachem, you need Drisha v'Hakira by Mominus, and you learn how Dova Dova mi Momin, that you need Shnei Eidim by Dova Shabib, so you should need Drisha v'Hakira. What's the Shaila? So let me explain a little bit what the Shaila is. The Gemara in Gittin on Daf Yud Zayin, the Mishnah in Gittin says in the second paragraph on Daf Yud Zayin, when you write a get to divorce the wife, so he's supposed to write in the zman into the get. You have to write the date, when is he divorcing. So the Gemara has a whole machlokes, Rabbi Yechon Mishlokish, The machlokes says, what's the reason for this takanas chachamim? Why did the rabbis introduce a need to put this man into the get? So it sounds pretty clear from the Gemara. Min ha-Torah, midi ha-Raisa, a get does not have to have his man. It's only a takana that was instituted midi rabbonim. So the Gemara wants to know what prompted, what motivated the Tanoim to institute his man in a get? What do you need it for? If the man takes it, tikkun zman begin. So one opinion is mishum peris. You should know when the right to the husband has the legal right to get the peris nitzimaluk, up until the time that they get divorced. Up until when is he entitled? What gives another reason, the whole discussion, what's the reason for the takana de rabbah? So the Nemuki Yosef, in his commentary on the Rif, on our Mishnah, on our Gemara, has a murderous kasha. What do you mean it's a takana de rabbanan that you have to write his man in the get? The get is the chadav shabiyerba. So it's the same dava mimamun, same as dini mamun. It's dini mamun is shteit mishpatecha diyalachem. So you need rishu v'chakirin, dini mamun. So you need this man in a get min ha-Torah. Just like mamunis and nefashis, the dava shabiyerba is the same thing. You need this man in ha-Torah. So why does the Gemara say that it's only a takana de rabbanan? That's the kasha that the Nemuki Yosef faces. I have a cousin who lives in Switzerland. About Aaron Levine's twin brother lives in Switzerland. Dov Levine. So his parents both passed away. His parents used to live in Borough Park. So every year, he works for Reader's Digest. Every year he had off between December 25th and January 1st. He used to come to America to visit the parents. He had off a whole week. So punk that week between December 25th and January 1st, he always had Yarchi Kala in Zurich. Some Rav, Atura, Bonham always come for years and years. They come from Panovich. And they give shurim for the balabatim all day and all night. They give shurim. So he felt bad. He wanted to come to visit his parents, but didn't want to miss the shir. So he went, he told me one year he went to the shir. And he only was there to hear the kasha, and then he had to go to the airport to get his flight. So this was the kasha that the first Magid shir started off. How can you say, the Nemuki Yosef's kasha? How can you say that this man is only takana de rabbanan in the get? Why don't you need zman min ha-Torah? That's the din. You need rishu v'chakirin and mamun is like the nefashos. You have to ask zman ha-Malkim and dova dova mi mamun. So dova shabi erba has the same din as the din of mamun. It's the same din as the nefashos. You need min ha-Torah. So the Nemuki Yosef has that kasha. So the Nemuki Yosef gives the following answer. Min ha-Torah, in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, zman matan Torah, they really needed zman in a get min ha-Torah. Because Dova Dova Mimamin, Dova Shabirba has treated the same as Dini Mamin. Dini Mamin is treated the same as Dini Nefashis. And it says, V'darashta v'chakarta, you need all the Zman in the Makom. So a get needs also the Zman in the Makom. But the Gemara is going to, we're soon going to learn the Gemara here in the bottom of Lamed Beis Amin Aleph. The Gemara says, Amar Abchanine, the last three lines on Lamed Beis Amin Aleph. Dvar Torah, Echad Dini Mamin, Echad Dini Nefashis, B'dvish v'chakira. What it says in the first line in our Perek, that was the din in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu for quite a few generations that you needed rishu v'chakirin. And then at a later time, the Tkufas HaTanoim, they cancelled the need for rishu v'chakirin din mamonis for a certain reason. Matam Omro, why did they cancel the din mamonis? Lo bidin rishu v'chakirin, kadei shelo ten adeles b'ifnei lov. Men takana derabanan that you don't need rishu v'chakirin. So then the Muki Yosef says like this, min ha-Torah, in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu when the Torah was given, you really needed rishu v'chakirin in the Foshes and the Mamadis and Gittin. But then it came up with Kufas HaTanoim, so they cancelled the need, Kadei Shalot Tenadal Spifnot, they cancelled the need for rishu v'chakirin, the Zman HaMokan, in the Mamadis. So if you darshan Dova Dova Mimaman, so the Mele Mamadis, you no longer need rishu v'chakirin. So mid the Rabbanon, they did away with the need for rishu v'chakirin, and a get also. So a get no longer needed Zman HaMokan. But then in a later period, they reinstituted Zman and Eged. So that's the question. If they matiknu pamshniya, why did they reinstitute? That's how the Nemuki Yosef says. Originally, days of Moshe Rabbeinu, you needed Zman, and then when they canceled the need for Zman and Mamanis, Memela, they canceled in Dov Shabiyah because it's Dov Dov and Mimaman. And then they reinstituted it in the Rabbanon. So what did they reinstitute it for? What did they need that for? So that's the Machlekes Abeichem Reish Lakish and Gittin Daf Yitzrayim. But then the Nemuki Yosef says, doesn't make any sense. What do you mean? They cancel the need tradition of hakir in Didi Mominis. That we can understand. How can you have a din Torah in Didi Mominis if the Yedim are no good? They didn't give Drishu HaKira. So the answer is simple. Hefke doesn't Hefke. whenever Bezdin wants to fool around, whenever they want to change the din, change the rules, and be the mamonis, so there's an easy mechanism. Hefker Bezdin Hefker, so anything goes. You can change whatever you want. But how can I change in a get? If Minatari you give a get and it doesn't have Zman HaMakom written in it, so the get is no good because on the level of the Raisa you need Drish V'Chakira. So the Rabbanim, when they cancel the need for Drish V'Chakira mamonis, so they cancel, so double mom, they cancel the need and a get also. What do you mean? So you're giving your wife a get that's Pasul Minatari and Kashmir the Rabbanim. V'Chayesh Kach V'Chachamim Lakadav Minatari B'Kum V'Yaseh. They allow an Eish Yisish to remarry based on the Pasul again. There is no such thing. The Mukhi Yosef has to guess himself, it doesn't make sense what he just answered. So he says, no, just like there's a mechanism to explain how you have a right to make a kula, how to change the rules and regulations in Mominus, Dainu, Hefker Bezn Hefker, so there's a mechanism to be Mekel on a get also. We know, Afkina Rabbanan Kedusha Mineh, Afkina Rabbanan Kedusha Mineh, whenever there's a couple who's married Min HaTorah, and with the Rabbanan we want to permit the woman to remarry, do we have a Bezna for Agunas here in the United States? Baruch Hashem is solving all the problems. So how do they solve the problem? Afkina Rabbanan Kedusha Mineh, frantic, just like this, wholesale. Mafki all the Kedushas. So that's within the Mukhi Yosef, it has such a wild idea. Mukhi Yosef claims that at the time that the interim period, when the Tanoim cancel, at the time that Rav Chanin is talking about, when they cancel the need for Drisha V'Hakir and Didi Mominis, at that time they also cancel the need for Drisha V'Hakir and Dovah Shabiyah, because Dovah Dovah mean Momin. So funny, the whole thing is so strange. What do you mean Dovah Dovah Momin? Dovah Dovah Momin is on the level of their Isa. If they cancel them in their Rabbanah for the need for Drisha V'Hakir, it follows necessarily that they canceled also by Dovah Shabiyah. Dovah Dovah Momin is a Xerishav on the level of their Isa. It does not have to be on the level of Rabbanah. That's what he writes. They canceled the need for Drisha V'Hakir in Gittin, so there was a period that nobody wrote any Zman in the get. Aye, how is any get good? The whole get is no good Minatari. So he says every get that was given in that period was only good Min the Rabbanah. And every couple that got divorced was based on Afkinu. Wow. And then he says, in the later generation, they reinstituted the need for Zman. Why did they do that? So that's where the Gemara has the whole discussion. Gittin Yitzam, if they might take the Zman, why they reinstituted it? So you have a debate, Rabbi Yechon Mishlokish, what's the reason? That's what the Nemuk Yosef says on our daf. So Rab Chaim Soloveitchik in his Sefer on the Rambam and Hilchos Seidus on the first page quotes the Nemuk Yosef, and he says, with all due respect, he cannot go along. It's just not correct. How does he know it's wrong? He says, wrong. He says, because the Gemara says in Yevamos, Daf Lamed Aleph, it's not a hidden Gemara, it's not a secret Gemara. Gemara Yevamos, Daf Lamed Aleph, says, Mepneima Tiknu Zman Begitin, the Takana de Rabbanon of Zman is only in a get. They never made a Takana by Shtar Kiddushin, there's no need for Zman, and they never made a Takana by a get Shichur Evet Knaini. There you don't need Zman. The Gemara gives a whole explanation why it doesn't make sense to institute Takana Zman by Shtar Kiddushin nor by Shtar Shichur Evet Knaini. Takana Drabbanam is only instituted by a get Isha for Gerishin. So Rav Chaim Taina is against the Nemuki Yosef. In a get, I can understand what he said. You give a get that doesn't have Zman. Minatari, the get is nothing. So how can you permit an Eishes Ish to remarry? So Afkina Rabbanu Kiddushin Minay. So you have a mechanism whereby you can explain how a get that's possible in our Torah can affect to give a woman a heter to remarry me. How can you allow an Eishes Ish to remarry? So Afkina Rabbanu Kiddushin Minay. He says, what's the mechanism to explain by Kiddushin? In Mikadosh and Ishai Dei Shtar, so the woman is single in our Torah. And then you give her a shtar that doesn't have any zman. So in Atari, the shtar is worthless. It doesn't have any zman. Dovah dovah mi mom, you need, dovah should be every same zman, and it's on the level of the rice, you need the rishva hakira. So how are you going to explain how the woman became an Eish Yisish min Atari? So you're going to say, anyone is mekadosh an Eish b'shtar that doesn't have zman in it, is only an Eish Yisish min Rabbanan. It's ridiculous. And only an Eish Yisish min Rabbanan. Doesn't make any sense. Then he says, what are you going to say? Shtar shich revik naini. I have an Evik Knaini. I free the Evik Knaini by giving him a Shtar Shichur She'ein Bo Zman. The Gemara says there's no Takana even with the Rabbanon that he needs Zman. So he asked the question, but on the level of the Raisa he needs Zman. So the Shtar Shichur Evik Knaini is worthless, it's meaningless, it's zero, it's nothing. Nothing happened. So he stays in Evik Knaini. So how are you a Mitzar from Tominion? How can he marry a Jewish girl? He's still an Evik Knaini. He's not allowed to marry a Jewish girl. So what are you going to say, Afkinu? Afkinu, Rabbanu, Kedush Minei, is only a concept that applies to a marriage. A couple is married, and the Rabbanan, they want to cancel the marriage. So once in a while, you have a right to declare Afkin Abba and Gnishune. The Holden Buki Yosef, Rav Chaim doesn't ask this, I'm asking. The Holden Buki Yosef is wild what he says. That there was a period of time in history that all the Gittin were given without Zman before they reinstituted it. So all of the Gittin in the whole wide world that were given were all Pasim and Atorah, and they all functioned based on Afkin Abba and Gnishune. The Gemara uses in rare instances, once in a Yovel you say Afkinan over there, Afkinan Abanan over there. You have such rare cases, but you can't say a whole generation or two, all of the Gittin that were given were all based on Afkinan Abanan Lushimene. Nobody gave a get that was Kashman Atar. It's wild what he said. So Abchaim says it's Loi Nitan Lehiyomer. He says the whole thing doesn't make it's impossible. How is he going to explain by Ishtar Shecher Abiknaini? There is no mechanism. There is no mechanism to explain. What are you going to say? He's an Abed Knaini. Menatar is an Ebek Naini, Medirabonim, he's a Yisrael Gomer. How did he pull that stunt? How did he become Yisrael Gomer? What the Bezin is Machkir, the Ebek Naini. So he doesn't belong to me. So HaMachkir Abdo, Yotze Lecheris, Vitzorah, Vyat Shichur. Fine. Hefke Bezin is Machkir, the Ebek Naini. But he still needs a Shtash Shichur. He can't marry a Jewish girl before he gets a Shtash Shichur. The Shtash Shichur he gave him is no good, because he doesn't have Zman. What are you going to say? Afkeinu? What Afkeinu? You're going to say the original Geiris Hashem Evikneini was cancelled. So Zolab Leib Magoy. How did he slide into home base? How did he become Israel over here? If Minatoira, the Shtar Sheikh Evikneini, really does need Zman. So Abchaim says it's Loi Nitan Lehiomer. He disagrees with the Nigmur case. He says it can't be. What's with the Kasha though? Look, Yosef asked the Kasha. He says his answer is not acceptable. But the Kasha that he asked a good Kasha. How come the Gemara says that the need for Zman and Neget is only with the Rabbanan? And I tell you, you don't have to write the Zman and Neget. And the Takana the Rabbanan of Zman and Neget is only by Get, not by Shichur Abiknaini, not by Shtar Kedushin. Why don't you need Minatera? Zman and all the Shtaras. Everything is Dovah. Should be Yerba, Dovah, Mimam, and you should need Zman and all. So Abchaim explains that the Pshat is like this. And then he shows that this answer that he's giving is a Mufurusha Gemara. He says, what's the halacha that the witnesses who come to testify, Reuven, Haraga, Shimon, what's the halacha that says that they have to tell you there's man and a mafam? They have to say, there's a man and there's a mafam. That's a din in Hilchas Seder, and that's a din in Hilchas Bezdin. So he says, look in the Pasuk, it says, v'darashto, v'chakarto, v'sha'alto, heiteh. It says, Bezdin should interrogate the Eidim. In fact, the Rambam in the beginning, the Rambam starts off the whole Yara Chazak, he gives him the minyan mitzvahs. He tells you which are the Taryag mitzvahs. And he says, and now that I told you which are the Taryag mitzvahs, he's going to write a whole sefer, Mishnah Torah, to explain all the details of each one of the Taryag mitzvahs. And at the beginning of each section, he tells you which mitzvahs he's going to explain in this section. So at the beginning of Hilchas Seder, he tells you he's going to explain the following mitzvahs. There's one mitzvah that the Eidim have to give in Lo Yagid Ben Asavayna, the witnesses, whoever knows what to testify, has to step forward and testify. And if he doesn't come and testify, he's violated an aver, if we need him. If you have 100 witnesses without him, you don't need him. But if it's crucial for him to testify, otherwise I'm going to lose my case, or otherwise the state prosecutor won't be able to give the person Malchus, Amisa, or Golos, or whatever, so then there's a din of Imlo Yagid Ben Asavayna. Whoever knows testimony has to step forward. So then, that's one din. Mitzvah ha'eid lahoid. Then the Rambam says, Mitzvah la'bezin lidrash v'lachkar es ha'eidim. He writes, Rishva ha'kir is a separate mitzvah. It's not part of the mitzvah ha'eid lahoid. Not a din that the eid has to give a full ha'gadah seidis with his manam up. It's not a din hilchas seidis. It's a din hilchas dayonim. The bezin should not be mekabel the eidis before first interrogating the witnesses fully to make sure that they give all the details of the case. So Abraham says, based on the Loshen HaPasik in Chumash, V'darashto, V'chakarto, V'sha'alta, Heitei, and based on the Loshen HaRaman, that a mitzvah la'bezin, Lidrish V'lachker Se'edim, so he points out, what would be the din if you can imagine such a far-out case? What would be the din if you can have a case where Eidim, normally Eidim have to come and testify, they have to give a Kabbalah Se'edis Bifnei Bezin. Is it ever conceivable that Eidim can drei, and give a Haggadah Seidis that should be Chal Shaloi Bifnei Bezin. Normally you need a Kabbalah Seidis Bifnei Bezin. So he says Shtar. Shtar is always like that. The Eidim sign a Shtar, and the Halach is that the Eidis is Chal without Bezin. So he says the Din of Drisha B'Hakira is Man HaMokam is not a Din in Eidim. It's a Din in Bezin. So by, in the case of Shtar, where you have an instance where the Haggadah Seidus is Chal, without requiring a Kabbalah Seidus with Bezin, Bezin doesn't have to be Kabbalah. So then there's no need for Zman HaMokom. The whole thing of Zman HaMokom is only Bezdin has to interrogate the witnesses and ask them the Zman HaMokom before they have a right to be Mekabel the Eidus. But a Shtar is Chal, the Haggadah Seidus, without any Bezin, without any need for Bezin. The Haraya, that's Rav Chaim, he doesn't have to bring a Raya. He brings a Raya, that how do you know that Shtar is Chal as in Eidus, even though there's no Bezin? So he says, because the Mishnah in Gittin talks about the Eidim signing again Balayla, that Mishnah in Yud Zayin. Nichta Balayla, the Nechtamana. So he says, how can you have Kabbalah Seidus Balayla? How can I have Kabbalah Seidus Balayla? So he says, the halacha that requires Kabbalah Seidus Bayom, and even B'riyevit, Kabbalah Seidus Balayla is no good. That's because there's no Bezin Balayla. That's when you have Kabbalah Seidus Bifnei Bezin. But the Shtar is a case where you have Eidus Ischal without requiring a Kabbalah Bifnei Bezin. So therefore you can have Balayla. There's no problem of signing a Ksuba Balayla, signing a Get Balayla. If you're going to give a Haggadah Seidus Balpeh in the presence of the Bezin, so there's no Kviyas Yeshivas Bezin Balayla. If Donna Mayoma Gom Balayla, if the Bezin convene in the daytime, they can continue the Yeshivas Bezin into the Balayla, but they cannot convene in the middle of the night. So that's why you can't have Kabbalah Seidus Balayla, because there's no Kviyas Yeshivas Bezin. You can't have a Tchilas Yeshivas Bezin Balayla. But Chasimas Hashtar, that's a hechetimtza where Eidus is chal without any need for Kabbalah Seidus 50 Bezin. So that's what Chaim says, the answer to the Mukiyosef's kasha, how can a get be good, how come a get doesn't need Zman Min HaTorah? Says the answer, state in the Verta in the Gemara. Shlokish says, Eid Machsim Mal Hashtar, witnesses, the sign of Hashtar, what's the lotion? Nasa kemi shenechkero Eidusa Min Bezin. What do the words mean? So he says, Nechkero Eidusa means Mishnah Hakir, that means the Sheva Hakirs. So that's exactly what Rish Lok just said. Eid Machsim Mal Hashtar, it's Chal Adin Eidus without requiring a Kabbalah of the Bezin. So the Eidus is Chal, Kimisha Nechker Eidusam, if they would have come Balpeh in the presence of Bezin, Bezin would not be able to be Mekabali Eidim unless they would fulfill the Darash to the Hakarta. Mitzvah La Bezin Lidush Vulachkir Seidim. But if they sign a shtar, then the Haggadah Seidus is chal, even without Rishva Hakira, because you don't have to have the Kabbalah Seidus with the Bezin. So that's how Rav Chaim explains the answer to the kasha. Says on the level of the Raisa, no shtar needs manamok. This whole din, echad din mamas v'echad din nefashas, but Rishva Hakira only applies to Haggadah Seidus Balpeh, doesn't apply to Haggadah Seidus Mishtar. The question is, how does Rav Chaim read the Gemara? The Gemara doesn't seem to say that. The Gemara over here. So we'll have to read the Gemara in a few minutes. We'll soon get there. So let's see for a minute now. And what about the last daf I mentioned, the last omit base in Yevomis, where the Gemara has a machloike satanoin, Rav Tarfner, Rav Kiva, I think. The Gemara presents a machloike satanoin. Do you require Jerisha v'chakira and Eidus Isha? Guna case. And the witnesses, one witness, two witnesses, whatever, they come and they say, you know, Meis Baili, we know the husband is dead, and we buried him, and we attended the funeral, we identified the body, and so on, and so forth. So the Gemara has a machloikis hatanoim. And the last omen in Yevamah is to Eidus Isha, that they required Rishu v'chakira. What's the question whether they required Rishu v'chakira? So the Chazon Ish points out, before you jump to any conclusions, first you have to be done another question. Let's say there's a shayla ben aguna, and witnesses come, a echad comes, a few witnesses come, and they want to give a haggadah seidus. We want to have a gvia seidus, whether the husband is alive or dead. We saw him in the guest chamber, running on the trains, yeah, no, whatever, we're trying to be mevar, is he alive or dead? Do you need a bezin of three dayonim to be mekabel the eidus by Dovash of Yerva? How many rabbonim do you need to paskin the issue? First of all, judge a knife. How much of a bezin do you need to pass on? Shaila, whether the woman is permitted to remarry or not. So do you need 23 dayonim to paskin? It's not din mufash. Do you need three? It's not din imam to see them. You need a talmud chacham, no? Rav Moshe Feinstein used to paskin on his own. Rav Salveitchik once in a while would paskin on agunas also. Usually the chumash. He used to paskin the chumash. So there's no halacha that you need a bezin of three. There's no halacha you need a bezin. You don't need a bezin. Amay ra'ra. So there's a question halacha l'maisa. Let's say when the moira harua wants to paskin on the aguna, whether she's muteris lihinose or asur lihinose, and he's going to paskin based on edus. When you have the gvias edus, when the edim testify, does the halacha require that they have to testify in the presence of a bezin of three, even though you don't need three to paskin the case? Is that a separate halacha? Kabbalah sedus needs bifnei bezdin, whether the psak needs a bezin or not. That's a separate halacha. Kabbalah sedus amaisa bezin. So you need a bezin of three, even though the psak of the case can be done by a moira haroa yochid. Or do you say no? Kabbalah sedus is a function of the bezdin that's needed to paskin on the case, is needed to be the kabbalah. Let's say dina nefashis. You have a case of dina nefashis. So when the eidim come and testify, how many members do you need in the bezin to be mekabeliyedus? To be done the case, you need 23. But what about kabbalah sedus of the nefashis? So we had in the first parak in Sanhedrin, that was the machloikas, Rashi and the Rambam. Rashi and machloikas are rishonim. Rashi holds like the Rabbeinu Sadia going, that kabbalah sedus of nefashis is an upper bezin of three. Because Rashi said in the end of the first parak, the bezdin of dina nefashis has to be 23 dayanim, but you don't need that all 23 should know all the foreign languages. Let's say 20 of the 23 dayanim read in Yiddish. But the Kabbalah say this is going to be in Spanish, in French, in English, whatever. So Rashi says that you need three dayanim who know all the foreign languages, they should be in the Kabbalah. And they'll already tell over to the other 20 what happened. And then they'll be able to paskin on the case. So Rashi's beferish that the Kabbalah Seidus of Nefashis is sufficient with the Bezna 3. It's not, Kabbalah Seidus is not a function of the Psak. You don't say you need the same Bezdin for Kabbalah Seidus that you need for the Psak. Barai, you need Nefashis, you need 23 for the Psak. And Rashi and Rabbeinu Sadigoyen hold that it's enough of Bezna 3 for the Kabbalah Seidus. Now, Sadigoyen has in his Pirush and Chumash, on the Pasuk, it says, Al Pishnaim Eidim, O Al Pishloshu Eidim, Yumas Hameis. So the Tanoim are bothered with the Kasha and the Mishnah in Marcus. In this Kayem, so it is Bishnayim. Laman part of the Chakosa Bishloisha. If it says two witnesses are acceptable, so Kavachayim and the three are good. So why does the Chumash bother to write Al Bishnayim Eidim or Al Bishloisha Eidim? That whole phrase is Kula Miyutar. So the Tanoim in the first parak in Marcus give a variety of answers. One answer is to tell you Marcus Shnayim Lishloisha Trey Kimeya. One answer is Ad Shiozamu Kula. Nimsa, another drasha is Nimsa Echemem Korva Pasol Eidus Kula Mateila. Each Tana gives another drasha of why that phrase appears, O Al Pishloisha Eidim. Because they're all bothered with the question, if it says Al Pishnayim Eidim, in the sky man say, Eidus Pishnayim. It says two is good, so anything better than two is Kavachem Eidim is good. So if you have three, it's Lachavari good. So each Tana gives another drasha. So Rav Sadi Goyen is bothered, but these are all drashas. He doesn't think that this is Pshuto Shalmikra. So what is Taka Pshuto Shalmikra? How do you read Al Pishuto? Al Pishnayim Eidim, Al Pishloisha Eidim, Yumas Hameis. So Rav Sadia Goyen in his Arabic Pirush and Chumash writes, what it means is Al Pishnayim Eidim, or Al Pishloisha Dayanim. You need two Eidim in the Fashis, and they should testify in front of a Bezna of three Dayanim, and then the case will be judged by 23 Dayanim. And he claims that that's Pshuta Shalmim. I don't know, how can it be Pshuta? Al Pishnayim Eidim, Al Pishloisha Eidim. How can that be Pshuta Shalmim? I have no idea. So the Ramban doesn't ask that. The Ramban quotes Rav Sadia Goyen in his Pirush Al Chumash, and he says the din is not true. I would have asked the pshat doesn't fit in the verta. It says Al Pishnayim Eidim Al Pishloisha Eidim. I don't think the Ramban asked it. Just there's the din. He never heard of such a din. He thinks that it's not true, and he has the Ran quotes the same kasha against Rashi at the end of the first period. The Rashi says in the Bezna 23, here it's on Daf Yud Zayin and Beis. In Bezna 23, so Rashi says you only need three of them. Here's the Rashi, the fifth line from the top. You only need three members out of the Bezna of 23 who should know how to speak all the various languages for the purpose of Kabbalah Seidus. So the Chidush HaRan quotes the Ramban and the other Rishonim disagree with Rashi. How can you say that? But a case of Dini Nefashis that needs a Bezna of 23, so the Kabbalah Seidus needs Kabbalah Seidus in the presence of all 23. How can you split and say the Kabbalah Seidus and Nefashis is sufficient with a Bezna 3, and you have to down the case of 23. So that's a fundamental machloikus of Rishayim. So the Pashtus is, what's the machloikus of Rishayim? What is the Bezdin that is needed for the sake of Kabbalah Seidus? You say, that's a function of the Psak. whatever kind of a bezin you need for the psak. If you need 23 for the psak, then you need 23 for the Kabbalah says. You need 3 for the psak and mominus, so you need 3 for the Kabbalah says. And if it's a case where it's aguna, we don't even need a bezin of 3, the halacha says a moira harok can paskin on his own, then the Kabbalah say this could be in the presence of the Moira Hara. There's no independent halacha that you, perhaps there's no independent halacha that you need a bezin of 3 for Kabbalah say this. Kabbalah say this has to be done by the one who's Roy Lohiris. Or maybe I should say no. Kabbalah say this of Nefashis is 3. Rashi holds. And Rav Sadigon holds. Rashi and Rav Sadigon both hold Kabbalah say this of Nefashis is 3. Why? It's a separate halacha. It's not a function. You don't say Kabbalah Seydis if Nebezna is a function of the Bezna who's going to make the Psak. So there you're saying it Lahakil. The Psak in the flesh is going to be made by 23, but the Kabbalah Seydis doesn't need 23. All you need a 3. So Adinami can say Lahachmer. The Psak by an Aguna can be made by Rav Moshe Feinstein alone. It can be made by a Chacham Haroi Lahoiris. But the Kabbalah Seydis needs 3. Kabbalah Seydis has separate Aloha. Kabbalah Seydis needs the Bifnei Bezna. Whether the psak will be made by a yochid or the psak will be made by 23, it doesn't make a difference. Kabbalah Seydis always needs bifnei shlosh. So this point is a suffix in Chalkas Mechoykek. And Ibn Ezra, they have two commentaries. Like on Orach Chaim, you have the Taz on the inside and you have the Mogad Avraham on the outside. So on the Shulchan Aruch, Ibn Ezra, you have the commentary on the inside where Rashi would be. Commentary on the inside is the Chalkas Mechoykek, earlier. And then the Beit Shmuel was the commentary on the outside. So he quotes always, the Chalkas Mechoykek said this, Chalkas Mechoykek says that, and he's always done. He brings rayas and kashas and stiras. So usually the Chalkas Mechoykek has a comment, a paragraph. There's a long, long megillah in the Chalkas Mechoykek, Simon Yud Zayin is a heter agunas. A long tshuva. It's a shaila tshuva. How much of a bezin do you need for the Kabbalah Seydis to be matar and aguna? Do you need 3? It's a separate halacha, Kabbalah Seydis Bifnei Shloshe. Even though the psak can be made by a yochid, who is Roy Lahoiris, a Talmud Chacham. Or do you say, no, Kabbalah Seydis is always a function of the bezin who is needed to paskin. So since you don't need a bezin of 3, the paskin on aguna, so a bezin of chad is also good. So the Chazanish refers you to this whole story. So Hanegel in Yonayna now, the way Rab Chaim said, Rab Chaim claims in a sefer, that Dvisha v'chakira is not a din in Eidus. It's not a din in Hilchos Eidus. It's a din in Bezin. That the Bezin has no right to be in the Kabbal Eidus unless they do a Dvisha v'chakira. And if you can visualize a case where the Eidus will be chal chutz lebezin, as for example, a shtar, any maximal shtar, they don't need a Kabbalah Eidus b'fnei Bezin. They don't need a Kabbalah Eidus b'fnei Bezin. That's what Rabbi Akiva Eger writes in one place, in the middle of Drush V'chidush. Drush V'chidush is the Chidushim on the Masichtas. So in the middle he has a few pages of Shalosh Tshuvos, around 10 pages. So in the middle he has this Ha'ora. Usually Edom have to be Ba'amidah. The Edom have to stand. So how come when the Edom sign a Ksuba, how come we tell them to sit? That they should sign, they shouldn't have a sloppy handwriting? And when the Edom sign a Get, we tell them to sit, they don't stand up. How come you don't need Edom Ba'amidah? So he says, no, Edom Amida is only a din when the Edom are giving Haggadah Seydis Bifnei Bezin. So out of respect for the Bezin, the Gemara learns that from the Pasuk. Yom Nishnei HaNoshim Lifnei Hashem. Yom Nishnei HaNoshim Elohu Edom Lifnei Hashem Elohu Adayon. So the Bezin should sit. Now out of respect for the Bezin, the Edom have to demonstrate their respect, they have to stand. But he says, when you sign a shtar, Rabbi Kivege points out, when you sign a shtar, that's a trick case, like Rab Chaim said. That's a case where the Haggadah Seydis is chal, and it does need Kabbalah Seydis Bifnei Bezin. So there's no halacha that says they have to stand. They can sit also. Because there is no Bezin over there. Even if you have many Rabbanim, there is no Bezin who's Mekabalah. The halacha says that the Eidus is Chalavah. So the Chazanish raises this issue. When you have that Gemara, the last Daf in Yevamos, the last Talmud Beis in Yevamos, Eidus Isha, the need Rishon HaKira, the Machlokes HaTanoim. So what's the story? Do Eidus Isha, does it have to be Niskabel Bifnei Bezdin? So the Chalkas Mechoykek had a suffix. That's his long tshuva. And L'choyre, one could say that it depends on this. Pashtus says one could say it depends on that Machloikas. The Rashi Rav Sadigon on the one hand, with the Ramban on the other, Rishonim on the other hand. But the Kabbalah Seydis of Nefashis needs 23 or it's enough for 3. So Shaila, where the Kabbalah Seydis is always a function of the person who has to, whoever can paskin has to be in the Kabbalah. So no, it's an independent klal. Kabbalah Seydis always needs a Bezin of 3. So if you say, Bishleim, if you say, Kabbalah say this always requires a bezna of three. It's a separate halacha. Kabbalah say this bifnei bezdin. So then we can understand the opinion of the Tanoim that Rishah v'Chakira is needed by Eidus Isha. We begin to understand that sheet because you need Kabbalah say this bifnei bezdin. And bezdin is adin, but the rashta v'chakar to mitzvah that bezdin lidrish v'lachkir seidin. So the bezdin is not supposed to be mekablevi, so let's still interrogate and ask all the Sheva Chakiris. But if you hold like the other, they will make all an akam seichel, if fituma is good, they will make all anisha is good, various kulas. But the machlokes hatanaim is, would they make all also that you don't need your Sheva Chakira? No, they left it on the din derais. What do you mean on the level of din derais? If the Kabbalah say this, if it does need a Kabbalah say this bifnei bezdin, so where does the Sheva Chakira come from? If you say like Rav Chaim, a Dirish v'Hakira is not a din in Hilchos Eidus, it's a din in Hilchos Bezdin. So, and whenever you have a shtar, the Eidus is chal, Eidim Achsim al-Shtar, Nasa, Kemisha, Nechkura means that it's chal adin Eidus, without any Kabbalah, Eidus, Bifnei Bezdin. So that's why you don't need Dirish v'Hakira. So by every case of Eidus Isha should be like that. So where did that opinion, where did that opinion come from in the Tanoim? That ben Atar Mikra din, you really do need Dirish v'Hakira. So the Chazon Ish says, look in the Ritva. On the last, I think it's the last Ritva in Yeromis. On that daf, the Ritva said, or the Ritva with the Tosfos Yeshanim on the side, I forgot already which one, or both of them together, he says they say that the time. Is really have got to say this. There is a machlokes hatanoim. We left that half of the, he doesn't explain anymore. We left that half of what his kash is. There is a machlokes Rab Meir and Rab Loza, where the Eidi Chasima Karsi or Eidi Mesira Karsi. So if you hold Eidi Mesira Karsi, so you don't need any Eidi Chasima signed at all on the get. So then at Shtar Kinyan, according to Rab Loza, that's how we pass it, like Rab Loza. So according to Rab Loza, the whole kash is Hatzal Gamishdan, because Shtar Kinyan has nothing at all to do with Eidis. It's just a sipra ma'aseh, you just have the description of the case, b'ksav, and you hand it over to the other party. The whole kasha of the mukiyosev only is if the din would have been like Rav Meir. That's the kasha. If you're like Rav Meir, the edi chasim karsi, so that means that a shtar kinyan functions by my giving you a shtar raya. And a shtar raya is a hagodas edis b'ksav. So that's the kasha. Where do you have an edis b'ksav? If it doesn't have the drish v'chakir, it doesn't have the zman, so where's the edis b'ksav? The whole kasha is only shvei if you hold like Rav Meir. If you hold like Rav Loza, the kasha doesn't get off the ground. What? No, if you hold Eidei Chasima Karsi, that means it has to have Agodas Eidus in the shtar. So the shtar has to, that's the kasha. So the shtar should require this. Really have got to say this, there is a machlokes hatanoim. We left that half of the, he doesn't explain anymore. We left that half of what his kash is. There is a machlokes Rav Meir and Rav Loza, where the Eidi Chasima Karsi or Eidi Mesira Karsi. So if you hold Eidi Mesira Karsi, so you don't need any Eidi Chasima signed at all on the get. So then at Shtar Kinyan, according to Rav Loza, that's how we pass it, like Rav Loza. So according to Rav Loza, the whole kash is Hatzal Gamishdan, because Shtar Kinyan has nothing at all to do with Eidis. It's just a sipra ma'aseh, you just have the description of the case, b'ksav, and you hand it over to the other party. The whole kasha of the mukiyosev only is if the din would have been like Rav Meir. That's the kasha. If you're like Rav Meir, the edi chasima karsi, so that means that a shtar kinyan functions by my giving you a shtar raya. And a shtar raya is a hagodas edis b'ksav. So that's the kasha. Where do you have an edis b'ksav? If it doesn't have the drish v'chakir, it doesn't have the zman, so where's the edis b'ksav? The whole kasha is only shvei if you hold like Rav Meir. If you hold like Rav Loza, the kasha doesn't get off the ground. What? No, if you're Deirich HaSimek Karsi, Samiza has to have Agoda Seiris in the Shtar. So the Shtar has to, that's the Kasha, so the Shtar should require the Zman HaMokom. So the Nebuk Yosef gave a complicated answer, very complicated answer. He says, Minatari Taka needed Zman HaMokom. When they repealed it, when they changed it by Mominis, they took it off by Dovah Shabiyar also. Shver. Hi, how does it work? And that Kufa, he says, Avkinu. Every get that Kufa was based on Avkinu. And then they reinstituted it in the next generation for whatever reason. If they pay us, if they shem yechapa, whatever reason it was. Now Chaim says, no, it's not Kirya. He says, they never needed Zman HaMokom in a Shtar. Shtar is not, has nothing to do with Bezin. So there's no din of Rishon HaKirya. Whenever you say Avkinu, whenever you say Avkinu, the Gemara has in rare cases Avkinu Rabbanu Kedushim Minei. So the Shita Mekubetzes has a machloikis about that. In the beginning of Ksubis, is she allowed to marry a kohen? You say Avkinu Rabbanu Kedushim Minei, they were oike de Kedushin. So it's considered like she was never married. So one opinion is yes, she's allowed to marry a kohen. How could there be another opinion that no? The other opinion doesn't make any sense. There are two opinions in the Shita Mekubetzes. How could there be an opinion that she's not allowed to marry a kohen? It doesn't make sense. So Rav Lifshitz, Zechon Lebracha, was always fond of saying, well, Rav Yitzchok Hanan's tshuva, who explains the other opinion in the Shita Mekubetzes. Rav Yitzchok Hanan says pshat like this, on the level of the Raisa Avkin Rabbanu Kedush Menei, they were never married at all. So on the level of the Raisa, Shitaka may marry a kohen. But on the level of the Rabbanon, we say there was a marriage, and the get the Rabbanon canceled the marriage of the Rabbanon. So on the level of the Rabbanon, we say she's a grusha with the Rabbanon. So that's why she's not allowed to marry a kohen. On the level of the Raisa Avkinu means that there never was a marriage. So on the level of the Raisa Shtaki is allowed to marry a kohen.
Should she not be her first husband?
Remarry the first, any woman can remarry her first husband. If what? You mean if what? If a man is married and then she's Mizana? And then he gives her a get that doesn't have Zman HaMokom. Okay, is he allowed to remarry her? Same machlokes. The same two opinions in the Shita Mekubetzes. They say Avkinu Taka means that she was never married, period. But he say, no, on the level of the Raisa, she was never married. But with the Rabbana, she was married, and she was a Grusha with the Rabbana. So she was married with the Rabbana, and then she became a Soita with the Rabbana. So he's not allowed to marry her. But the whole Nebuki Yosef is very difficult to say that there was a period of time that every single get in the world was based on Avkinu Rabbanu Kedush Menei. That's very wild. The Gemara has it in such infrequent cases. Gemara has it in his Begitten, the Gemara has it his Mevat L'Shlir Shloi B'Fonov. Such rare cases, once in a Yovela comes up. You don't do mass production, you don't mafki all the Kedushins like that. Rashi writes is based on Avkinu. Yeah, many other Rishonim don't agree. But Rashi writes in Psachim is based on Avkinu Rabbanu Kedushin. Also a rare case. How often does it come up that someone's going to make Kaddish and Isha with Chometz and show us the Rabbanu? So the whole thing is a rare case. Yeah. Shaila's Rab Chaim's explanation with the Chazon Ish, this is marvelous. But the question is, how do you read the Gemara here? The simple Pshat we're going to have to see. Maybe we'll start it now. Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. And on the base of an Aleph, we'll go into the Gemara. Dini Mominis, Gemara starts, Dini Mominis, Mi Bina, Drisha V'Chakira, is that so? That the Eidim who testify in the case of Mominis have to give Drisha V'Chakira, or a Minhu, and we'll ask you a contradiction. It says in the Tosefta in Makkos, that's what it says on the side, it says in the Bryson of Tosefta in Makkos like this, Shtar. I have a Shtar Halvoya. It says that you owe me $100,000. Shizmana kosa be'echad b'nissen b'shmita. All right. It says, Rosh Chodesh Nissen shnas ha-shmita. Fine. And it says that I lent you $100,000. Ubo, is there anything strange about that? Let me just start. So the Gemara says, is there something strange? Shmita is mishametas b'soifo. Whatever halvos I lend someone, when it comes Rosh Hashanah, Leil Rosh Hashanah Matzoi Shmita says goodbye, you can kiss all your money goodbye. So which Meshugan is going to lend $100,000 Rosh Chodesh Nissen of Shnas HaShmita? He only has 6 months left to collect it. He's never going to collect his money. It says in Chumash that you're not supposed to be concerned about that. That's a problem. How do you read that? What are you not supposed to be concerned? A wise guy comes to me on the Erev Rosh Hashanah The last day of Shnas HaShmiti, he says, could you please do me a favor, lend me $100,000. I said, what are you going to pay back? What are you going to pay back? I'll wait till Tzeis HaKochavim. That's going to be goodbye to Chavis. What do you mean? Why is it a Dover? You have to be realistic. The guy's obviously not going to pay back. So I'm not sure what that means. Maybe what it means is like this. I lent him the money. He's doing business on Wall Street, whatever, buying, selling stocks, whatever. And he only needs a halpur for a day or two. And it's a month before, it's 6 months before the end of Shemitah. So that's a davar mabav chabdiliyah. In the normal course of events, he is going to pay back the money. So it says that you should be careful not to withhold a loan. But let's say it's mamish erev Rosh Hashanah Matzoy Shavuos. He wants $100,000, and it's clear that he doesn't plan to pay it back today. So that's not a davar and levav chabdiliyah. I don't think that that's a violation of the law. I mean, it's just ridiculous. That's not a loan. He's just never going to pay back. Shemitah's going to cancel the loan. Anyway, so the Gemara points out that this is already something fishy. Ashtar halvav, $100,000 on Rosh Chodesh Nissan of Shnas HaShemitah, normal people would not make such a loan. It's already something strange. Okay, but then it gets worse. Compounded the problem. Bo Eidim Yomru, and two witnesses come and they testify, Bal Pe, you know what? Echatem Eidim Ashtar Zeh. We see the signatures on the bottom of Shtar. Reuben and Shimon testify that Levi lent Yehuda $100,000. So another two witnesses come, Yisachar and Zvulun come, and they say, Reuben and Shimon testify that he borrowed $100,000 on Rosh Chodesh Nissan. They were in Yerushalayim on Rosh Chodesh Nissan. They weren't even in Brooklyn. How can they sign such a Shtar? They weren't even there. Echatem Yehidim al Shtar is there. How can Reuben and Shimon sign? Hello, Biyom Ploni, but on that Rosh Chodesh Nissan, Shnas HaShmita, Imana Yisubimokam Ploini in a different location, Sustach Mamish HaZomeh. So the din usually is when you have tray, two witnesses contradict another two witnesses, so the Gemara says tray is a stalemate. My chaz is the Tzai Slahani. Why should you see to choose these witnesses over the others? You don't know whom to believe. But if the second pair is mazim the first pair, then you don't say my chaz is. The second pair wins. So here the second pair is mazim the first pair. They said they just weren't there. So the Tosefta says it's okay. The shtar is a good shtar. Why? Chayshinon, so what does it say? Hashtar kosher, the shtar is good, the eid of ksherim and the eidim are not considered psuli eidis, the hazam. Usually if you catch eidim with hazama, the witnesses testify bal peh, that we were in New York and we saw halvar and shcheresh nisan and shnas hashmita, and when mazim them, they weren't even in New York, they were in Eretz Yisrael. So the guy's not going to collect the money, and the Eidim become Pasul Eidim, and you say, Vasis from the Kasher Zom Lasov. But here, if it's a Shtar, so we say, Hashtar Kasher, he collects his $100,000, and the Eidim Akshem, the Eidim are not Eidim Zainimim, and they don't have to pay, and they don't become Pasul Eidim. Why? Chashinan, we are Taylor it, Shem Yichruhu Bikosvu. Maybe it was really written at a different date, and they wrote a later date. What do you mean, Chashinan? See, on the left-hand side on the daf, they have in the word chashinon, they have an asterisk. And they tell you to look in the Taisim Kiddushin, and Taisim Chorz, the different Taisim, Taisim at the end of Shabbos also. Usually the word chashinon means, you have to be machmir, maybe it happened like this. Here is an unusual usage of the word chashinon, you make up. Because chashinon means you taila. We wouldn't say chashinon, we say, with taila that's what must have happened. We wouldn't say chashinon. Chashinon means that you machma because maybe the worst happened. Here it says you mako because maybe the best, maybe you have a right to imagine that the best thing happened. So what's the halacha over here? Chashinon. Yes, we believe the second pair of witnesses. That Reuben and Shimon, Yisachar Zvulun come and they say, Reuben and Shimon were in Yerushalayim. How can they testify about the halva? So the answer is, we're told that the shtar is Eidus Emes. Maybe the shtar is really written on Rosh Chodesh Nissan of Erev Shnas HaShmita. Why does it say Shnas HaShmita? Why does it write a year later? Maybe they wrote the shtar a year before and they wrote a later date. What in the world did they do that for? Why did they write a later date? So that's the thing. You have a right. You have the right to write a shtar mocha. What's the difference? What's the significance of having this man in the shtar for the purpose of Shibin the Chosin? Which karkos of the leiva will be meshubit? What's Shibin the Chosin all about? I lent $100,000 to the leiva, so he has to pay me back the money. Let's say I come and I want him to pay back. He's broke. He gambled everything away. He spent all the money. He doesn't have a penny left. So the din is, if he had karkos, if he had real estate that was meshubit to me, if it's a milvah b'shtayv, it's a milvah pet, there's no shidim chosim. So you can't collect from the chosim meshubadim. You can't collect from the lukuvas. But if the milvah b'shtar, then there's nechosim meshubadim, then there's a shibit on the karkos. So even if the loy is sold the karkos to somebody else, after he gave the malva a shtar, if he gives the malva a shtar, from that time on, there's shibit nechosim. So from that time on, any karka that's going to sell to the lukuchas will be meshubit. So in the event that the loiva will be bankrupt, he'll be broke, he doesn't have a penny to pay, so the malva has a right to go to the lukuchas and take away the karkas. From what time on? What do you mean? The malva can go to the lukuchas and bought karka from the loiva? When did they buy the karka? Let's say the loiva sold the karkas to the loiva for the last 20 years he's in real estate, selling a lot of karkas. And after 20 years of dealing in real estate, then he borrows money. So there's no shiba nechasim ex post facto on the karkos that he sold before. Mikaral habor. The loiva gives a shtar to the malva and it has today's date when the halva occurred. So from today on, from this mana. So let's say the halva really was, the milva b'shtar really was Amish Chedesh Nisan of Shana Hashishis, of Erev Shmita. But instead of writing Rosh Chedesh Nisan, Shnas, Shana Hashishis, Erev Shmita, he tells them, the loiva tells the Eidim, write as man in the shtar halvor, that it should only be a shiba nechasim starting from a year later. He doesn't want the karkos that he has now in the course of the next year. He doesn't want those karkos to be meshubit. He only has a right to. I don't have to be meshabit all the karkos if I don't want to. The malva doesn't have to lend him the money if he doesn't want to. The malva is going to see what you make as man from the next year. I don't want to lend you the money. But if the malva agrees, the malva agrees to lend him the money and he's not going to have a shiva nechasim starting immediately from now. His shiva nechasim will only begin as of a year from now. So if the malva's in agreement, says okay. So that's what the braisa, the tesefta in Makkah says, chayshinon. Chayshinon doesn't mean v'choshish maybe, it means we're tailor. We're machshad ishtar, because we say shema yichruhu v'kosvu. Maybe they wrote ishtar mucha. This is a very fascinating din. What kind of halach is that? You have a shtar, and you're misupik, and Edom come in a mazim, the Edi Ashtar, Yisachar will come, and they testify about Ped that Reuben and Shimon are outright liars. Reuben and Shimon, come and say, yeah, we recognize the chsimas, that's our handwriting. We wrote that shtar. We remember writing the shtar. And then comes Wulan and Yisachar, they say, they're Edi Sheker. They signed the shtar in New York, and Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and Shnas HaShmita, they weren't even there. And they don't, and the Bezin says, what do you have to say about it? They say it was 5 years ago. They don't remember the details of the case. They don't know. So if they don't know, we should assume that Mamash Eid is Sheker. So the Tosefta says, no. We have the right to assume that it was done, Nistama HaKol Behech Shanas, it was done in such a way that the Shtar is good. It's unbelievable. Normally you say, Moitzi Machaveir Olav Haraya. When you have a Sofek to be Moitzi Mamin, so you say, Moitzi Machaveir Olav Haraya. It will be Eidish Yat Yochel Azimah. Well, Eidish Yat Yochel Azimah, that's an Eisen Akasha. The Shach points out that Akasha. He quotes Rishonim as that Akasha. So he points out, on the level of the Raisa that Didi Mamanis need Risha Vechakiriz Mana Mokom, so there it's Shach to say that you need Eidish Yat Yochel Azimah and Mamanis also. But once Reb Chanina says, once the later Tanoim did away with the need for Risha Vechakiriz Mana Mokom, so every Eidus and Mamanus is always going to be Eidus Yat Yochel Azimah. They never gave this man and Mokum. And still it's acceptable with the Rabbanah. So once they did away with the need for Zman and Mokum, you have to say Behechreyach that they were makel that Eidus Yat Yochel Azimah is also good in Mamanus. That was a Rambam. The Rambam writes that Eidus Yat Yochel Azimah is not good in Dina Nefoshes. That's the Loshon HaRambam. It's not acceptable in Dina Nefoshes. So the clear Mashma, that's in Perek Aleph and Lichas Retzeach. Rama says, Eidish Yat Yochel Azimah is not acceptable, he adds on two words, Bedin and Nefoshes. What is he add on, Bedin and Nefoshes? So the Shach has two pshatim. So one pshat he quotes from the Ran, from Rishonim. He says, yeah, because once they did away with the need for Zman and Mokum, so every Eidish and Mamanis is always going to be Yat Yochel Azimah. He didn't even tell you the Zman and the Mokum, so you can never catch him in a Hazamah. So still with the Rabbanan, they said it's good. So the Rambam meant to say that on the level of their Raisa, the Din of Eidish Yat Yochel Azimah really applied equally to Mamanus and to Nefoshes. And in the later generation, when they knocked off the need for Zman HaMokum and Mamanus, in the Melu, they had to knock off the Din of Eidish Yat Yochel Azimah and Din of Mamanus. That's what the Rishonim said. And then I think the Shach does not like that. He says, the Rambam should have explained it. But just like this, he writes, Eidesh Yartech Lazimu, which is not acceptable in Din and Nefashis. He should have given the history of the world. He should have said on the level of, he should have spelled it out. On the level of the Reis, it was no good in Mominus also. And with the Rabbanim, once they did away with the Nifsa, he doesn't say it like that. It just sounds like, that's it. Eidesh Yartech Lazimu is no good in Nefashis. So that's why the Shach quotes the alternate Pshat in the Rambam. That know that the whole din of Eidesh Iyat Yochal Hazima on the level of their Isa only applies in the Foshis. It never applied even with their Isa, it never applied in Mominus, because the need for Eidesh Iyat Yochal Hazima is like a din in Iyum or Eidim. The din in the Mishnah says later, when the Eidim come on a case of din in the Foshis, so the Bezin has to warn them, look here, do you realize that we're handling with din in the Foshis here? And if you guys are making a joke, if you're kidding around, you're going to be held responsible for the death of this individual. And the Bezin tries to knock them out, and they take him for a walk. The Gemara is going to quote some of it. They walk him around. They try to deter the Eidim from giving Eidim Sheker in the event. They say, look, if you're telling the truth, tell the truth. But you're going to really get it over the head if you're telling a lie. So some interpret that the Rambam Sheet is that Eidim Sheiyat Yochal Azimo is only a psul in Eidim Nefashis. It's like we threaten the witnesses. So if it's Iyat Yochal Azimah, so you have nothing to threaten them with. They'll give Eidus and nothing's going to happen to them. He won't punish them. If it turns out that they're lying, they won't get punished. So we wouldn't accept such Eidus only in the Foshim. But it's not a din in Kol HaTarakula that Eidus Iyat Yochal Azimah is no good. The first Taisus of Makkis assumes that you always need Eidus Iyat Yochal Azimah, even to testify that someone's a Begim Shema Chalutza, you always need Eidus Iyat Yochal Azimah. But the Rambam perhaps holds no, it's only a din in one case, and din in the Foshim, Mishum Iyun. That's the question. The Shach has the two interpretations in the Rambam. So this is already a strange din. You have a Tasefta Marcus Perek Aleph, it says you have a shtar signed by Reuben and Shimon, and walk, and it says Rosh Chodesh Nisan Shnas HaShmita. Already funny. Chodesh Nisan Shnas HaShmita, which Meshugan is going to lend him $100,000. Another 6 months is going to be goodbye. They're going to be Shvis Meshamet is B'Soifah. When Shemitah comes to an end, that's the end of the halvoy. Can't ask for it anymore. And then come Zvulun and Yisachar, and they testify about Peh, there's something wrong here. Imano Hayisim, what do you mean Reuben and Shimon signed the shtar, Rish Chodesh Nisan, Shnas HaShmita? They were with us in Yerushalayim, they weren't even there, but Makam Acher. So the Tosefta says, we ignore the Hazonah, the shtar is good, we're Moitzi Momen, and the Edom don't get punished, and the Edom are Koshal Edis. Normally an Eid Zaymim is Pasal Edis, the Edom are Koshal Edis, because Chashinan means with Toyla, with Mekel, not Chashinan with Machel. Chashinan with Mekel, with Toyla, maybe it happened by if and Toyla. What do you mean maybe? Maybe yeah, maybe no. So Hamoitza Mechaber Olaf Araya, how do you take money out from the Yad HaMuchso if you're not sure? So you see a Mechudish Dike Klal over here. Whenever you have a shtar, special din in Hilchus Shtar, whenever you have a shtar, and you're not sure if the shtar is kosher or apostle, they say the shtar is made on itself that it's kosher. If I have a shtar and I know that the shtar is kosher, but the question is, how kosher is it? Is it kosher la mahadrin, men la mahadrin, he can even collect from the lekuchas? Or is it only kosher that he can collect the minay from bnei chorim and not from the lekuchas? So if it's a question of how powerful the shtar is, then you say, yad bala shtar ala tachtoina. That's another way of saying, amoytze mechaber ala varaya. If it's a suffix, how powerful the shtar is, then you say, amoytze mechaber ala varaya, you're not moytze miyad amoytze. But if it's a toss-up, is the shtar kosher, or is the shtar meaningless, it's zero, then I say, no, every shtar is made on itself, then it's kosher. That's how you say it in the Gemara. Rav Soloveitchik pointed out, the Gemara is in Ksubas, that say Soloveitchik also like that. Whenever it's a toss-up, whether the shtar is kosher or not, then you tell me sofik lahakshir. That's what Taisa says. The last four lines in the Taisa. Miu mashma mihacha. It says b'feir. The last four lines in this big Taisa. What do you see from this Gemara? The talina mi sofik lahakshir es hashtar. Whenever there's a toss-up, we're not sure whether the shtar is good or not good. So the Gemara that Tesefta Makis says that it is good. That's the din that shtar is made on itself. That it's kosher. The kosher, the pirusha kuntra is the reish parakama the Rosh Hashanah. This Gemara is a contradiction to Rashi. Rashi on the first Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah, the first daf says that whenever you have a shtar and you're not sure whether it's kosher or not, so how much machaber all of it right? The shtar is no good. So Taisus Tainis, isn't it against our Gemara? So Rav Elbel Soloveitchik has a little thin safe on Rosh Hashanah Yom HaSukkah. So he points out that Rashi is l'shitasai and Tosis is l'shitasai. Rashi has a machlokes with Tosis regarding a shtar mukdam. Here it's the Gemara quotes a Mishnah in Shviyas here. The next line, the Gemara quotes a Mishnah in Shviyas. Shtar yichov ha-mukdamim psulim. If you have, let's say they wrote a shtar halvot today. What's today's day? The end of Cheshvan, I think. Middle of Cheshvan. I've lost track already. Chavdal. So let's say they write a shtar today, and it says Chavdal Tishrei. They made a mistake. Reuben lends Shimon $100,000, and he writes Chavdal Tishrei. And we realize afterwards that they made a mistake. So it says, a shtar chav that's mukdam has an earlier date is possible. What does that mean, possible? Absolutely meaningless possible. Possible doesn't mean anything. Oh no. It means it's possible that he can't collect from the lekuchas, but it's kosher that he can't tie a parua. If the loiva will tie a parua, then the malbo will say, you can't tie a shtar chav yodim, my boy, I have a shtar. So that's a machlekes Rashi and Tosis. When it says shtar chav hamukdamim, psulim, does it only mean psulim to collect from the lekuchas? Or means psulim behechlet psulim, it's zero, it's worthless. So Tosis shita is that psulim means zero. It's absolutely worthless. So if you have a shtar, so Tosis says, if you have a gemara on that base in Rosh Hashanah, the first Mishnah, you have a shtar, and you're not sure if it's mukdom or not. So you're not sure if the shtar is meaningless or it's meaningful. So whenever it's a toss-up between kosher and pasul, then chashinim that it's kosher. Then you tell her that it's kosher. And shtar is made on stuff that it's kosher. But Rav Velvel points out, Rashi di shitasa holds not, so Rashi holds that a shtar yichov hamukdomim psulim doesn't mean pasul. Puzzle legamre. Puzzle to collect from the lekuchas, but it still is good shtar to collect minei that he can't tie in a parua. He's going to say paraita. I'll say, what do you mean? Shtar chabiyot my boy. The shtar is a good shtar. So according to Rashi, the shtar is a good shtar. The only question is, with Mesilpik, is it a good shtar? Is it a very good shtar? Or is it a good shtar? Is it such a good shtar you can even collect from the lekuchas? Or it's only a shtar you can collect minei, but not from the lekuchas. So then you say, then Rashi Lishitos is right. You say, Hamoitzim Machaber Olav Arayi. The halacha that a shtar is made on itself, that it's kosher is, if it's a toss-up, whether the shtar is kosher or pasul. So then the halacha says, the shtar is made on itself, that it's kosher. Mistama hakol be'ech shenas. But if it's not a toss-up, whether it's kosher or pasul, is it kosher or is it kosher l'mahadrit? Can you even collect so much or less? So then you say, Hamoitzim Machaber Olav Arayi. If you're mesupik, how kosher it is. They say less kosher, not more kosher. So he says that it's Rashi Lushitasa and Tosis Lushitasa. Gemara has a makis like this. Let's say the Edom testified. Edom testified that they were in Yerushalayim on Monday at 9 o'clock. And the other Edom say, "How can he be in Yerushalayim Monday 9 o'clock? He was in New York on Tuesday morning at 7 o'clock at the Minyan." So it's not a kasha. I was in Yerushalayim Monday at 9 o'clock in a hotel, and then I was in Minyan 7 o'clock in New York. That's not a steering. Come by airplane. So the Gemara says, that's not a hazama by definition. If there's a possibility that it could be both, that's not a hazama. But over here, this is outright contradiction. The shtar says, we asked the Eidim, how can you sign a shtar that says, Rosh Chodesh Nisan Shmita, these two guys, Yisach and Zvon, say that you were in Ramakam Acher, and they don't answer. They don't give any response. So we should assume that it's a hazama. If they say we took a plane off our emperor, okay, so there's no hazama. Because the shtar doesn't say that it was written mucha. The shtar sounds like... But the Edom don't say that out. We ask the Edom, what do you say? They don't respond. They don't say anything. So we should really assume that it's hazama. We should have assumed that it's hazama. So the Gemara says, no, it's a special din in shtar. Special halacha in shtar. Whenever there's a suffix, if the shtar is kosher or not, so we say shtar is made on itself that it's kosher. Tachidish din in shtar. So that's what it says in the Braisa. So now the Gemara gets to the punchline of the kasher. Fine. So So now it says v'yisal kadaitach, and if the din in the Mishnah and our Mishnah is correct, that you need risha v'chakira, needs man amok and mishtora in mamanis, v'yisal kadaitach b'in risha v'chakira, and if indeed in mamanis the edim needs man amok, how can you say hechi chashina? How can you be toila Hashem yichru v'kosvu? What happened to the need for zman? It doesn't have the right zman. That's the Gemara's kasha. So Rab Chaim, the simple reading of the Gemara sounds like the Nemuki Yosef, that if you need zman in Eidei Mominus, you even need it in Ishtar. Because if you say the way Rab Chaim said, that the need for zman in Eidei Mominus only when Eidim testify about Ben. But if you have Eidei Spiksav, then there's no need for zman, because it doesn't need a Kabbalah of Bezdin. The Rish Vachkir is a din in Bezdin, not a din in Eidus. So if you have Eidus B'shtar, you don't need a Bezdin, so you don't need Rish Vachkir. So what was the Gemara's Kasha? Why is that a kasha? In a shtar, you don't need any zman. So what's the problem? So Rav Chaim has to work on that. He's going to have to reinterpret something over here. The simple reading of the Gemara sounds like the Nemuki Yosef. Nemuki Yosef. Rav Chaim says that's impossible. He can't accept the Nemuki Yosef because it's simply not going to work out. So we have to figure out, we'll have to start for next week. How does Rav Chaim understand the Gemara's kasha? Not so difficult. This week's Sedra, the Chumash describes the way Avraham Avinu purchased the Moris HaMachpelah from Ephron Achita. It says he paid a fortune of money. So it says, Vayikachas Kalartza Miyoda. He bought the field. So the Chazal have established that there are three ways to create marriage, to do Kiddushin. There's Kesef and there's Shtar and there's Biyah. So the Rambam writes that the Shtar, the Biyah is Kiddushin, Biyah is a Pasuk, Kichishisha Ba'olo. That's considered Pshuta Shalmik. And the Shtar is a Hekesh, Makash Havali Yitzir. So that's also considered as if it's Torah Shebechzal. And the Kiddushin Kesef, that's a Torah Shebalpeh, that's Medibay Seifrim, the Rambam writes. And that's derived the Gzera Shava Kicha Kicha Mistayafan. And it says in the Chumash Kicha Chishisha Chadosho, the Chumash Dvarim. And it says, Nesat Kesav Asad Kach Mimeni, the verb Kach, or it says, Vayikach Kalaitz Miyodai, the same verb of Kicha applies on here, so you learn Kicha Kicha Mistayafan. So Rabbi Hirsch writes in one of his essays, Rabbina Hirsch writes that the Maskilim were always complaining against the Orthodox tradition, that they view marriage like a business affair, like the farmer buys a farm, you buy a shtick karka in Eretz Yisrael, so the farmer buys a wife, kicha kicha mislieva. So they're making fun of the rabbanim, what a low opinion they had of the women, that's how they view marriage, that the farmer buys himself a wife, he pays the money to the father, and he buys the girl up, he buys a wife. So he points out that's a misunderstanding. It's interesting. He has this in an essay. He can't go into the whole Lamdash details, but his Merame is in Choshen Mishpah, in the Yeshivas, everybody knows. Choshen Mishpah, Simen Kuf Tzadik. It says that you can buy karka the kesef. So it says a karka, $1 million karka, can be nikta bepruto. So the Sma asked the kasha, what do you mean nikta bepruto? But I don't want to sell a karka for a pruto. I want to get $1 million. He didn't pay up the $1 million yet. So the Sma says, karkas niknas bekesef, real estate, you can acquire real estate. If you pay the full demand, mekach, you're all paid up. But if the real estate is worth $1 million, you only gave a penny. So how is it nikna? So he says, it's only nikna if zaka followed the milveh. And he owes him the remaining $999.99. He owes him not as demand mekach. The mekach is paid up, and that's a choy b'yalma. That's called skifas milveh. But if he really didn't pay up to hold Mea Mecca, then the karka is not niknas beprutah. That's what the Sma writes in his Pirish on the side. And the Taz, on the bottom of the page of Chosh Mishpat, disagrees with the Sma. And he says, no, it's not kesef piroi. And yeshivas, they usually use the two terms. The Sma holds that karka is niknas because of his kesef piroi. And the Mea Mecca, he got to pay up the debt. What's the Mea Mecca? $1 million. You have to pay the $1 million. And the Taz disagrees. He says, what do you mean piroi the Mea Mecca? It can't be. The Chazal learned that kicha kicha b'stei Ephron, that a man gets married aide kesef. So what do you mean? He's paying up the value of the wife. There is no such thing. What do you mean he's paying? There is no demei amekach. Either she's priceless or she's worthless, one or the other. But she's not worth, you buy a ring for a couple of $100, whatever. You're not paying up the demand mekach. It has no shaykhis. There is no demand mekach in kiddushin. So the Taz Tain is fakert. You have to screw your head on straight. Kiddushin isha yidei kesef is kesef kinyan. It's halacha kesef formality. So he says, from the fact that you're learning out kichakicham is different, shows that karka's nickness because it was also formality. It's just kesef kinyan. It's not kesef piroi. Just a formality. Like chazaka is a formality. Like chalipin is a formality. So kesef is a formality. It's even a svara that kesef is kind of karka that's given as a matana. Let's say you want to give me a matana of kesef. So the Kovner Rav has in the Dvar Avraham a whole tshuva. Can you be kind of karka the matana with kesef? There is no demand makeup. He's not charging me anything for it. But instead of making a chazaka, I don't want to get my shoes dirty with the offer. I'm walking around in the blot there. I want to give my penny to be kind of. So the Dvar Avraham has a discussion. Maybe even a matana can be nicknamed the kesef. It's a formality of a kinyan. So the Rabbina here says, Chas v'sholim. The rabbis should understand that you buy yourself a wife like you buy karka. It's fakir. The Taz says it's fakir. From Kiddush Yishu, it's megala that karka's nickname is the kesef is kesef kinyan. What did the Chazal mean over here? That you should, why did they choose to learn the Gezeres Shavah Kichakichem Stayefram? So he has a beautiful idea. So he says, look at this. Avram Avinu. The Halacha says, there's a Gemara that says, Oyla ima ve'eni yaredes ima. Let's say a boy marries a girl. The boy's from a poor family and the girl's from a rich family. Or if I care, the boy's from a rich family, the girl's from a poor family. So one of the two families, they could afford it. And the father always took the mother to Eretz Yisrael on Sholosh Regalim, and they went to Mexico in the summer and Switzerland in the winter, whatever. They're always flying around, always vacationing. The other family can never afford that. Or they could afford it, they just never did it, whatever. And then this couple gets married, and he can't afford it now. So is he mechuyev to take his wife all over the world or not? So the Gemara says, you always, if you can afford it, you always go to Chumra in both directions. Oila imo, she goes up to the higher standard of living. If his family had a higher, they had maids, and they had chauffeurs, and they had babysitters, and they had, everything was taken care of. So the dinner is always lechumra, lechumra. Oila imo, the eli aredes imo. And if she had the higher standard of living, so, and his family had the lowest standard, she doesn't go down. Always goes high. If you can afford it. If you can't afford it, there's nothing to discuss. But if you can't afford it, you know to. But the Gemara says, this halacha, oila imo, v'eli aredes imo, only applies while the wife is still alive. Let's say the wife dies. So let's say in one family or the other, they always used to spend thousands of dollars for levaya. They had the flu in the greatest balmaspid of the generation. They had music playing and they had fancy coffins and hara menuchas, hara zeisim, whatever expensive. The other one, they bought a plot over here, cheap levaya. So do you say lacha misa sishta? You also say oily meveni redesim. The Gemara says no. This halacha oily meveni redesim is only while the wife is still alive. Yeah, the husband has an obligation to treat her with the highest standard of living. So look at Avraham Avinu. His wife died already. No more marriage. That's the end of the marriage. And still it says that he spent so much money for his wife. Obviously he loved her so much that even when Allah says not muhib to spend so much money, he went out of his way and he spent Abramei Shekel Kesef Ovela Socher, a fortune of money. So he says that's what the Chazal wanted to bring out, that every Jewish man should honor and cherish his wife like Avraham Avinu did, that he spends. Honor and cherish means to spend money, not to open the door to let a walk first. It means to spend money on the wife. So you have to spend money on your wife. You're supposed to love your wife, that you should want to spend. Halacha doesn't require. You should want to spend like Avraham Avinu, did. That's how the Rabbina Hirsch has in one of his essays. Other Gedolim suggested another mahalach, another interesting mahalach. What did the Chazal have in mind over here by this kicha mistech? Another interesting idea. There is a Ramban a Chumash when the Ramban says that in the days of the Ovois, Eretz Yisrael mechzakas himi avasin l'meis Avram Avinu. The Gemara says in Yesh Nechel, when the Rabban Shalom told Avram Avinu, kum hisal baras orkol rachbuk to the choy tenena, so the whole area of Eretz Yisrael belonged to Avram Avinu, but it didn't have Kedusha Saharetz. Kedusha Saharetz was in the days of Yeshua ben Nun. Ayde kibish v'chiluk, it took 14 years Sheva Shekopsha, Sheva Shechilko, and then the 15th year it had Kedusha. But in the days of Avraham Avinu, it didn't have Kedusha. So he says in Yevamos, quotes the Rabbein Hanan, says, the Kedusha Rishayna means in the days of Avraham Avinu. So he says, not correct. Kedusha Rishayna means in the days of Yeshua ben Nun. And Kedusha Shniya means in the Rabbein Hanan says, Kedusha Rishayna means in the days of Avraham Avinu, and Kedusha Shniya means in the days of Yeshua ben Nun. So he says, not correct. In the days of Avraham Avinu, there was no Kedusha. Eretz Yisrael, Mechzakasim, Yavisin, it belonged to the Klal Yisrael. They made a Kinyan. He was koinet, but he didn't have kedusha till the shevish kavsha and the shevish chut. So there's a Ramban Achumish that the Chassam Sofer in his Chidushim al HaTorah points out. The Ramban seems to say that those locations that they purchased, he walked around Eretz, the whole thing belonged to him, but it didn't have kedusha. Those several locations that they purchased, the Maros HaMachpelah, and Shechem, those did have kedusha. The rest was chutzlots. The rest didn't have kedusha saras. The rest was chutzlots. So some Gedolim suggest, you learn Akicha, Kicha Misdeif, right? That just like when Avraham Avinu purchased the Maros HaMachpelah, that area became Niskadish B'Kedusha Sarek. So too, when a man should be Niskadish his wife, he should realize that he's creating a Kedusha. Because the Gemara says, Hariat Mekudeshes Li, that expression is a Lishna Derabbanan. That doesn't appear in biblically. That's not in Tanakh. Hariat Ishti, Hariat Meureses Li, Hariat Charufasi, Hariat Tachti, Tzalosi, Negdosi, Atzurosi, biblical allusions, that's all Lishna Deraisi, that's all Lishonis from Tanakh. But Ariyam Kudeshis, the Gemara says, Alishna de Rabban. The Gemara says, what does it mean? What does it mean, the Lishna de Rabban? So the Gemara says, the Asala Kuli Alma Kehekish, that she's an Eshe Sin, she's Asura, Asura Liyalma. That's what the Lishna means. So Rabbi Yosef Engel writes in the beginning of Kiddushin, even though it's a Lishna de Rabban, the terminology was introduced by the Chachamim and it has this connotation of Asura Kuli Alma Kehekish, but the concept is a concept there, Raisa. The Gemara has Alochis. That the woman who is an Eish Yisish, there is a Kedusha. The Chazal have an Agarata, but it's Aloch, it's not just an Agarata. Ish v'Yisha, Shechina Shrei B'Neim. The word Ish has a Yud, and the word Isha has a Hey. So the Gemara says, when there's Sholem Bayis, Shechina Shrei B'Neim. And when there's no Sholem Bayis, the Shechina runs away, and then it's Eish HaEchlosim. You're left with Eish and Eish, and it's Eish HaEchlosim. And the Avnei Nezer points out in his Chubis, he quotes a Rashi on the first, in the first parak in Soitan, Dalvov, where it says, by Nesha Sisha Zinsa, it says, Vinitmo, in the Parsha Sveta, it says, Vinitmo, 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 three times. So Rashi explains that very strange, what does Vinitmo mean? What does it mean, Vinitmo? Vinitmo means Mekabel Tuma. What does it have to do with Mekabel Tuma Zayin? So the Avnei Nezer quotes from the Kuzari, that the Kuzari was presenting the whole Jewish religion, the Chava was presenting the whole Jewish religion to the Melech, Kumelech HaKuzari, had the Chaloim, he had a recurring dream, that he's worshipping the wrong religion, but he has good motives, he has a good heart. So he should investigate other religions. So he was only going to investigate the Muslim religion and the Christian religion, then I had no habit to investigate the Jewish religion, because Judaism was so looked down upon. And then he figured, may as well hear what they have to do, what they have to say also. Then he was convinced that the rabbi was right, and he was learning all about Judaism, then he converted the whole cabinet, then he converted the whole people, and it was Agan Samaisa for a few centuries that they were going on. The Kuzarin, they have documents about this whole group of people, and they sent Rabbanim from Spain, from Svarad, every so often to pass the Shilas for them and to teach them. So the Rabbi Yehuda HaLevi wrote this historical novel, guessing the way the conversation went. So in the middle of the Kuzari, he has that the Melech HaKuzarin asks the rabbi, gee, if you people really follow, the Orthodox Jews follow everything that it says in the Torah, so how come they don't all go to mikveh? Everybody's tummy. Why don't they go to mikveh? It says in the Chumash, you have to go to mikveh when you're tummy. So the chover, the rabbi answers, no. Mikveh is a din, tumah is a din when you have kiddush. You want to enter the Beis HaMikdash, you want to eat truma, you want to eat kachim, you want to be makrif karbonis, so kiddush and tumah is a tar to this house. He says, Baba Nisena Haram, we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, we live so far away. We don't have truma, we don't have kachim, no one's bringing any karbonis. We don't have dvarim shebikdusha. So there's no problem with the tumah. So then the king asks, so why do the women go to mikveh? So he says, that has nothing to do with tumah v'tar, that's unrelated. Mikveh for the women is totally unrelated to tumah v'tar. And he explains that tumah v'tar is a tachid asas with kedusha. So that vort is a Rashi in the first parak in Soitam Ravov. And the Avnei Nezer points it out, and the Chelek Avnezer. So the Rashi says, what does it mean v'nitmo, v'nitmo, v'nitmo? It means when a normal couple is married, they're supposed to realize that there's a kedusha in their marriage. The lishna of Harei Mekudesh is a lishna de Rabbanon. But the concept is a concept there is. It's supposed to be a kedusha. When the Eish Yisish is mezaneh, so that's called v'nitmo, because tumah and kedusha are tied to the sasa, so that cancels the kedusha. Some of Farshim say that that's what perhaps the Rem is, what the Chazal were driving at. What they chapon kicha kicha misleyef for? Why couldn't they learn that from somewhere else? What they dafka one over here? Because when Avraham Avinu, according to the Ramban, when Avraham Avinu purchased the Maros HaMachpelah, that location was Niskadish. the rest of Eretz Yisrael belonged to him, but it didn't have Kedusha. Those three areas that he purchased, that the Rabbis purchased, they were niskadosh b'kedusha sarah. So everyone should realize when they get married, they're creating a Kedusha in their marriage, and they should see to it that the Kedusha should be made. But Chalila v'chas to think that the Chazal had an attitude that a person gets married, it's like he's buying a wife, like he buys the real estate, he has a right to treat the wife however he don pleases. That's not at all what they had in mind.
When Adam comes to him with Zama other Bazam other Adam, so then they automatically become two Bali Dina, right? And you have, because automatically the Kashas on the last is locked, they're going to have to pay $100,000.
Yeah, yeah.
So if there should be Hamotzi, you also have Hamotzi Mechaber of the Raya on the other way. And this, since it's not a good Raya.
Hamotzi Mechaber, why it is a good Raya?
Because
the first Adam said.
They could say, yeah, we don't.
But we ask
since him. It could have been Shtamu, it's not a good Raya.
Yeah, but we ask him, well, what's the answer?
So we're going to be Mechaber of them now, $100,000. Based on the fact that in all likelihood it wasn't a shtamocha.
Yeah, why shouldn't we? They don't open their mouths. They don't say anything. They say they don't know themselves. They don't know the answer to the question. So it looks like it's azama. So the Braisa says no. Suffik mamayna lekul. The suffik shtar is kosher. Whenever there's a suffik in a shtar, you tell it that it's kosher. You don't treat it as a suffik. It's a chiddush.
The Pesach says Al Kishla Eidim. It doesn't say Al Kishla Eidim.
It's not saying.
And Tavach O Mochar. So, like, it's a bit. It's not like
Tavach O Mochar.
So it's Al Kishla
Eidim. Who is?
That refers to the
Eidim. Yeah, good. Welcome back.
What's the third area? Is that the Yoma Sposri area?
Yoma Shchem.
Shchem, of course.
That's how it feels. I told you this kind of gets, right? So my daughter got a gift with him son.
We have a Sahat of Rav Nachman. We're in our service. It's in Manaya.
Thank you.
Accepted. Okay. Al-Pishnayim Eidim refers to Shlosha Eidim, Yumas Hameis. That can go into that yon. That's what he means.
It does say Al-Pishnayim.
Say I'll be a second time. Just a suggestion.
But why is it so Eidim?
Eidim, whatever, that means...
40 years ago, in the yeshiva, I think it's in Chorich. I don't have most of the svarim now. Thank you.
And,
Rav Nachas from yours.
Can I ask you a question about the previous year?
I don't know if you remember, but
you remember you quoted that Rambam, that Rambam says, so Kinyanat Derech Hazos, the Rav Sofrim. I listened to the tape, I copied me what the Rambam
says the way to sell a shtar is Ksiva Mesir.